Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Amber, I'm afraid we're not going to like what's about to happen on
what?
The show.
What?
Steve thinks of marriage as a...
The business arrangement.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's sort of what today's OPP is about.
Oh,
uh-oh.
There's a little bit of love and there's a little bit of business mixed in.
Business, okay.
And Devin has the problem, so we're going to talk to him. Devin?
Yay.
Yay.
How you doing?
We're doing well. How can we help you?
I need some counsel here. I'm engaged to be married, and it's wonderful. It's a great thing.
Can we just stop you real quick, Devin? It's so refreshing to have a male say that.
Yeah.
Because when a female says, I'm engaged to be married, they leave a pause there for you to say congratulations.
Yeah.
congratulations.
And then it's like, I'm engaged. And you're like, wait, he didn't leave the pause. I guess we don't have to say it. It's so different. Yeah. I'm sorry. Keep going, buddy.
No. I guess I haven't even noticed that, but I'll try paying attention to that from here on out. But I'm excited about it. I love her. I'm crazy about her. Obviously, I spent a lot of time thinking about doing this, and my folks come from a little bit of money, some older money, and they called a meeting with me, and asked me and presented a prenup that they want me to get my fiance to sign. They're a little concerned that she's a little too eager, I guess. I don't know. And I guess they're just, I don't know. It's putting me in a really strange position because I work for the family. And so it's not that I'm totally out on my own. So I do need their, support.
Yep.
What do you think your fiance will?
Because you know her better than the folks do.
I do. And it's not that I hid the fact, early on in our dating that I come from wealth. But I definitely didn't, flaunt it. And, I was able to see and recognize that. It seemed real from her end, but once she did find out, it has become a pretty regular topic of conversation. She sort of stresses it pretty regularly.
Why is that bad?
Because
it's not bad. It isn't. Occasionally it offers me a little pause, but I think she's going to absolutely have a meltdown over that. I think it's going to be, it's not in the cards for, it's not what she's visualizing. That's for sure.
If you're going to marry somebody, you're doing the whole for better, for worse, for richer. I feel like to hold that back is to sort of, you're hedging your bets. You're saying I want to marry you, but in case it goes bad, you can't have, if you're genuinely invested in another person, you have to take the leap of faith and go, you don't think so, Amber? You would sign a prenup?
I would sign it, and I would not be offended if it was presented to me.
Wow.
I think you're the exception more than the rule.
Really?
I do.
It's not that I wouldn't be optimistic about my marriage, because obviously if I'm going to marry someone, I plan for it to be forever. But realistically, a lot of marriages end in divorce. And I understand where the family is coming from. I mean, she would be entitled to a lot of your family, what your family built. And I don't know. I get it.
Yeah. I think we take out insurance on so many other aspects of our life. Car insurance, health insurance.
Yeah.
So why would you not take out insurance on your marriage?
Yeah. I mean, all of this is absolutely reasonable, but, you know, we're talking about having a conversation with someone who, you know, has an emotional attachment to this situation, right? And I think, like, I can come at her with reason. My folks came to me with reason.
Yes. Uh-huh. Here, put it on
them. Got the prenup in an envelope, right, ready to go, but God only knows where it's going to land.
Can I tell you what this feels like from her side? It feels like you don't love me enough to trust me that we're not going to get a divorce. And not only that, your whole family doesn't think we're going to make it.
Why would
it feels like you had a meeting about how our marriage is going to fail. Like, I know you're right from a logical standpoint, Steve and Amber, you're right. But it just feels like, wait, you all got together and had a meeting.
Why would she want to join this family after knowing that?
Yeah, as soon as you come and go, my mom and dad called me in and they're like, they think I should. It's like, whoa.
Why don't you tell them to go screw themselves and protect me?
I mean, do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister.
So why don't you just say standard family, we all do prenuptial agreements because of the situation. It's just standard. Marriage is a contract already. This is just like an addition to
addendum.
An addendum to your contract that you're already entering into.
Devin, can I ask you one thing?
Sure.
Would you be willing to give up your family and all the wealth to be with her?
I know.
Right.
I mean, I've built this whole life, right? Like, I've got this whole life that I want her to be part of. That's a tough call for me. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if I could make that call.
I know you want both. It should be have both. But if it came down push to shove, you can only have one. You're giving up a lot over here for the one person over here.
Well, and you can always present it to her and say, like, this is, contracts are negotiable. Like, she can come back and say, like, I don't think this is fair, or
I want this, and
I don't know.
I do like that. I do like giving her, I do like that idea of sort of giving her a place, you know, just calling it the contract sort of a place to start.
Yeah.
Right. But Devin, and, in the end, please put business over emotion. Please. I know.
I have to recuse.
Please be logical.
I'm so romantic.
No, logical.
You're right.
I know.
Here's my thing. I don't want him to ask. I don't think you should do that. I know, but I still would want to protect myself. But if you do ask and she's like, oh, hell no, then you kind of know why she's there.
Right.
Like, if she's so adamantly against it, like, Amber's a little too easygoing for my taste on this, you know? I mean, that's great. I mean, let's get married right now. Like, you'll get nothing. Like, that's cool. But if your girl is instantly like, wait, why would we be getting married then? Then you're like, oh, crap, my parents were right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, but if she's kind of easygoing and you're like, oh, man, maybe she does love me and maybe she doesn't care about the money, and then maybe you can tear it up.
Okay.
You know?
But just have it. If you guys stay together, that's her wealth too. You guys live a fabulous life. If it doesn't end that way, then she doesn't take you to the cleaners for
your
family's money.
Yeah. If they get married for 10 years and she signed a prenup that says she gets nothing, so then she walks out with nothing?
She doesn't have to walk out with nothing. I'm sure it doesn't say you're entitled to nothing.
This is the only business arrangement where someone can enter it a pauper and leave a prince or princess. Is marriage is because of this.
Steve,
wow.
Which
it's
explains
true,
one thing,
though.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
You can. Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Devin, this sucks because I think you love her.
Yeah.
I do.
But you really love your family too.
I absolutely do. And my life is built around the work. My life is built around what we've accomplished.
Okay, we're about to put him on hold, and Steve is just making sure he's watching my finger go towards that hold button. He's like, business. God, hang on, Devin.
Thanks, Devin.
So both of you are aligned.
Okay.
I'm not against you guys. I'm really not. It's his money. He's worked for it, but it is family money. They sort of have the right.
I'm
just saying, coming into that, if I knew, like my wife, her parents have this beautiful country home in Brazil. And if I knew that when we got married, they had a meeting to go, we need to make sure that he doesn't get any part of this if you guys don't make it.
Oh, I'd be the opposite.
I'd be like, wait, what? You're already talking about...
I would question that they didn't do that. This is their property. I have nothing to do with it. And this is a business thing.
I literally don't want their country home.
Right.
But
I would take it personal.
I don't think it's a, like you said, personal. It's not a personal thing.
It's personal. I'm joining your family.
I don't think that they're saying like, oh my gosh, you're not going to make it. You're just saying in case anything happens, like a lot of marriages happen to like, what's the percentage? 40-30% of marriages ended?
Because marriages have slowed down.
The percentage is going down.
I mean, the odds are kind of against you. Like, just protect yourself and hope, like, it doesn't mean that they hate you or they're like, oh, I hope
you
this
still
goes down the crapper. Like, no.
They had a meeting.
They did. A family meeting about family business.
That's your family. You're not in the family yet.
Yeah, and you're some guy.
Found out that you and I, it was like, Amber, oh, anyway, Steve and I were discussing a few things, and it was like, we start telling you, oh, we've been having these meetings about the way things are going to work on this show now. It's like, you'd be like, wait, what? You guys are like, you guys have like contingency plans?
I actually wouldn't be shocked.
Oh, good. Then we need to talk.
Wait, was that good or bad?
I don't know. All right. So should Devin get prenup? Devin. His parents want it. And then I think the next question is, what do you say to somebody who doesn't think it's coming and go like, P.S. If we get married, you get nothing. Lisa.
Hi.
What do you think?
Okay, so I kind of get where Amber's coming from. I've been married twice. My first marriage, my mom passed away shortly before I got married. So I want to say, actually, before we got engaged. And so I made him sign a prenup. He had nothing. I had cars and money and houses and blah. Mm-hmm. But there was an amendment to it because I did buy a house with him. His name wasn't on it, but he did a lot of the work on the inside and the outside and helping me make it a better house for when I sold it. So the amendment was, here's the appraisal. When I get a divorce, whatever the appraisal is, whatever the difference is, I owe it to him. Well, he ended up leaving a lot of an undone project, and he actually owed me, and I just told him, sign papers and I'll walk. So, my second marriage...
None of this sounds like love. You're describing like a bad Flip This House episode.
Which marriages usually are.
No, Steve. Marriage isn't like that. Divorce is like that.
Oh.
Everyone's like, oh, I love you, I love you. But you know what? When divorce comes, it's never pretty. No one ever plays fair, okay? So, in my second marriage, I was like, babe, we have nothing. We don't have a house. We don't even own our cars. But I feel like if your mom dies, she's leaving you money. And if my dad dies, my dad's definitely leaving me money. So sign this napkin that says what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours.
Mm.
And he said, nope, nope, nope. And I said, all right, so here's the deal. When it comes down to it and we're getting divorced and your mom passes and leaves you money, I'm taking you for everything you have. I'm just going to tell you that. I love you to death, but I know that I'm an ugly person when my feelings are hurt, when things are involved. If you cheat on me, I'm taking you to the ringers. If you hurt me, I'm taking you to the ringers. So people are like, oh, it's the marriage and blah, and I love them. But when it comes to divorce, you no longer love that person. You're going to be
vindictive.
You're going to be a jerk. You're going to be like, oh, look, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. And they're going to take you for everything you have.
So then you're a fan of you would do it every time from now on. You do a prenup.
Absolutely. And I didn't do this prenup. I'm still with him. We've been together 15 years. My dad hasn't passed. His mom hasn't passed. We still have
You're just riding it out, aren't you? Waiting for somebody to kick it so you can, like, get your part. Thank you for the call, Lisa. I just don't...
Yeah.
She's right. It's just...
It's so not romantic. It's so not love. But it's so not...
The point is, at the end, it is ugly. It's was a guy, he wrote a book. It's called A Breakup because it's broken.
It's broken.
And you're just... Mm-hmm. Then you just hate each other.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, let's keep going here. Karen.
Yay.
Yeah, what do you think?
So I actually work in the wedding industry, and I wanted to let you guys know prenups are so common, like much more common than you think.
Okay.
And I think if he does approach it in a way like, hey, this is negotiable, because Amber's right. It's not, hey, you don't get anything. It's, hey, there are certain things that you don't get to touch,
right,
including the family business, not, hey, if this goes badly 20 years from now and we have kids, you and the kids get nothing, and you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you approach it in a way like, hey, let's talk about this, because it is your business, it is something you've built your life around and your family has worked really hard for, this does need to be a conversation, and there's going to be so many more other conversations about things like this as you're starting to plan your wedding as well.
Thank you for the call, Karen.
Yes.
Wow. I think it's got to be like a contract though. Like, you gotta renew it. Like, we've made it 5 years.
Mm.
Now, like, you can't stiff me with nothing. Now we made it 10 years. Every kid, you get a little bump.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean?
All
don't
right,
you
yeah,
think?
That's...
Like, years, different level.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you,
sure.
You get tenured, or you get, like, kind of, like, your stock gets vested.
Dude, it's so romantic.
I'm turning into you!
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.